This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We'll chat now with Rangers insider, pre- and post-game show host, and play-by-play man on radio and television. It's at Jared Sandler here with you on your home of the champs. Jared, good afternoon.
What's up, fellas?
Okay, so we're heading for opening day now. Are you more or less optimistic about the rotation than you were at the start of camp?
That's a good question. I guess more just because now the rotation piece, even if not right away, includes Michael Lorenzen, just as added depth. You know, I think that nothing's really changed for me in terms of the 1 through 5, the guys that we thought would be in the rotation. It was just a matter of, all right, what are you going to do 6, 7, 8? Because you're probably going to need 6, 7, 8, maybe 9, 10, 11, 12. Hopefully, you know, of that mix, DeGrom, Malley, Scherzer will eventually, you know, check off some of those boxes. But, you know, hopefully before you get to those guys, you're not going to need to go too deep beyond 5. But, you know, when you do, who are the guys? And so adding Michael Lorenzen helps. He'll eventually be a part of the rotation. I don't think he'll be a part of the rotation first time through. And maybe not even on the opening day roster, depending on, you know, how much, you know, more time he needs to ramp up. But I guess I feel a little bit better, but you know, nothing really tremendously has changed. I still think this is a good rotation, and you know, they're going to need both Nathan Eovaldi and Sean Gray to pitch like studs to help lead the way.
Pretty sure I just buried the lead here with Langford rocking number 36. He was 2 for 3 today with a walk. Just continues to be Wyatt Langford's world. What kind of expectations would you set for him?
Did he? You know what? Did he wear 36 today? I thought I saw 82. Was it 36?
No, he wore 82. The club just announced that he would wear 36.
Oh, okay, yeah. Jonathan Ornelas had 36, and there seemed to be some almost like just this understood thing that Jonathan Ornelas was going to give up 36 for Wyatt Langford, maybe for, you know, a meal or a drink or something, whatever arrangement they have. But, yeah, he looked good again today. A couple of doubles, ho-hum. You know, don't know what to make of spring training stuff, but it's just the one thing I'll say is, I guess the update of the day with Wyatt Langford is, you know, we've talked about the power. We talked about, you know, he's a really good athlete. He runs really well. He's built like a house. I think one thing that jumps out to me is, and it's not just an update from today, but, you know, I think great power hitters are typically able to hit for power both to the pull side, but also the opposite field gap. Doesn't necessarily need to be straight oppo, but for a right-handed hitter to be able to drive the ball to right center field, it seems like a lot of really good power hitters have that in common. And Langford's first double today was to right center field. We've seen him hit balls to the right of straightaway center for some pop. And I think that's just a good tool for a power hitter to have that maybe also shows a degree of completeness as a hitter. And it's just another really exciting element of what we've seen from Wyatt Langford this spring.
Well, I was going to ask you, Jared, like, can you explain how impressive the exit velos are for him on a day where he goes 114.1 MPH and almost 110 on the other double? Like, can you contextualize that? How impressive is that?
Yeah, so I guess I'll say this, Eric, and that's one of the things I'm excited about with the season starting is that every ballpark we go to is StatCast equipped. So, you know, Surprise Stadium, for instance, you know, I think proprietarily the Rangers have those measurements, but they're not made publicly available. I don't care whether it's spring training or a Little League game or a regular season game or the World Series. You hit the ball as hard as you're able to hit the ball. And, you know, it's not like as much as I talk about how spring training results don't necessarily mean a whole lot, some of the beneath the surface stats do. So, for instance, if you can throw 98 miles an hour and you are throwing full out, we're going to see that in spring training. It's same principle that if a guy throws 98 and all of a sudden he comes out throwing 94, 95 in spring training and he's trying to let it rip, that could be a concern. Exit velocity is a similar idea for a hitter. There are hitters who, it doesn't matter what environment you're playing in, they can't hit the ball 100 and let's say 14 miles an hour. They don't. You look at time and time again when they put the ball in play, they don't have that ability. It's one reason why.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Evaluators like to look at exit velocity. The idea is, the guys who can hit the ball harder are guys who have, you know, a higher ceiling or more potential to get the job done. You know, maybe they need some tweaks, what have you. Well, Wyatt Langford, obviously, it's not like he's been struggling or anything, but the fact that he's able to hit the ball as hard as he's able to hit the ball, not everyone can do that. It's not like, oh, I throw any Major League Baseball player a fastball down the middle at 98, they're going to be able to hit the ball 114 miles an hour. No, there are plenty of players who just do not have the capacity to do that. And it's just another measurement that helps demonstrate what has made Wyatt Langford so special.
Jared, any updates on John Gray? He was scheduled to pitch today. I guess Evan Grant reported he had a slightly stiff neck, and the Rangers still haven't put out their starters for Saturday or Sunday against the Cubs yet.
Yeah, no updates beyond, you know, the stiff neck. I think it's probably, if he woke up with it today, we'll have to see where he's at tomorrow. He is supposed to throw a bullpen tomorrow. And if he's able to throw the bullpen, then, you know, that probably means everything's okay. And it might simply be one of those things where, you know, it's an exhibition game. So if it was a regular season game, he'd go out and pitch. But because it wasn't, he's not. You know, it was something that we didn't know until after the game. And as you guys know, you know, I'm up in the booth after the game, so I'm not necessarily down there able to talk to folks and ask questions. So, but I think he'll be all right. Maybe it delays his first start, even if, you know, not putting him on the IL. But I think it's one of those things where we got to see tomorrow where he's at, and hopefully he's able to throw his bullpen. And if he is, then, you know, business as usual, move forward and get him ready for the weekend, whichever game he does end up starting.
Jared, any thoughts about the bullpen now as we get ready for the regular season? Any how it's going to shake out? Are there some questions out there, or are they pretty locked into what they're going to do?
Yeah, I think, you know, first of all, there's always, every year, there always seems to be a surprise, you know, a guy who makes the roster who you just you kind of discount, or maybe a guy who doesn't make it who you thought was, you know, in there in 10. And my guess is that probably goes to the bullpen this year. You know, that it would be that it would be in that part of the team where there is a surprise. I think there are a few things. Likely not going to start right away. Maybe they build him up in the bullpen, or maybe they just say, hey, it doesn't make sense for us to try and build you up in the bullpen because we're not really going to be able to build you up in a controlled environment. So why don't you start the season on the IL? We build you up, and then, you know, he's ready a week or two into the season. I don't know. My guess is maybe that's the route they go, but who knows? John Gray, right? There's a variable there. Hopefully he wakes up tomorrow. He's fine. He's on the opening day roster. All those things can change things. But I would say that, you know, one potential surprise, I don't think he makes it, but the fact that Austin Pruitt still is in camp and hasn't been informed he's not on the team, I mean, they wouldn't do that if he wasn't seriously being considered. And we really haven't spoken a ton about Austin Pruitt. So he's a name to think about. But I think the guys who get on, I think Yerry Rodriguez and Jake Latz are two guys who maybe we didn't talk a lot about at the beginning of camp, but who've had really good camps and I think could maybe find their way on. I think maybe the guy who finds his way off, not necessarily because he just was bad or anything, but Grant Anderson, I'm just not sure. I think the thing to consider with Yerry Rodriguez is, and Grant Anderson, both these guys are optionable. And so one will likely make the opening day roster, the other probably won't. And that's, you know, hats off to the guy who makes it, but they could easily make a roster move 48 hours later and the other guy's up. You know, if their game two starter is Dane Dunning, and whether it's because he's not effective or because of pitch count, whatever the reason might be, he only goes four innings and now you need three innings out of Yerry Rodriguez. You know, you might find Grant Anderson on the roster the very next day and Yerry Rodriguez optioned down. So, you know, that could be a revolving door. But I think that Yerry makes it. I think Jake Latz makes it. And then, you know, I saw reports. We've talked about it. Jose Urania is likely on the roster too. So, you know, you put Brock Burke in that mix. And now, you know, that could be your bullpen. It could be Leclerc, Robertson, Spores, Yates, Burke, Urania, and then Latz and Yerry Rodriguez. And then the other guys are on the outside looking in.
Love it, Sands. Have yourself a great evening, and we can't wait to see you on Thursday.
Can't wait, fellas. Looking forward to it.
Cheers, buddy. Our opening day coverage will be brought to you by Whataburger. The Nation will be rocking the house 2-7 up there on our perch in center field, where we broadcasted all last season and into the World Series, and it'll be our first time back there collectively as a show since Game 1, so we are just freaking geeked.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.